Excerpt 7. It is worth adding to these remarks of Papias other statements of his, in which he recounts some extraordinary events and other matters that came to his knowledge by tradition. Therefore, indeed, an account was given of Philippos the envoy's stay in Hierapolis with his daughters. But at this point, attention must be called to the miraculous story which Papias, their contemporary, relates was told to him by Philippos' daughters. For he says that a man was resurrected from the dead in his time. And another extraordinary story is about Eustos, surnamed Barsabas, as having drunk a deadly drug and, by the Lord's favor, did not suffer any injurious effect. And the same author also includes in his narrative other information allegedly from unwritten tradition, some strange parables and teachings of the Savior, as well as other more mythical things. And among other things, he says that 1,000 years will elapse after the resurrection of the dead, and there will be a bodily establishment of the Anointed One's kingdom on this earth. And he was responsible for the same opinion as his own among the assemblic writers, who urged in their support his antiquity. An example is Irenaeus, and whoever so else has appeared holding the same views. Now in his own writings, he has also given us other accounts of the discourses of our Lord, on the authority of the above-mentioned Aristeonos and traditions of Johannan the Elder. I refer the curious to these. For the present, I shall also add to the words quoted above the tradition on Marcus, the writer of the good message, which he records in these words. And the elder also said this, "Indeed, Marcus, the interpreter of Peter, wrote down carefully what he remembered, both the sayings and the deeds of the Anointed One. However, not in chronological order, for he did not hear the Lord, nor did he accompany him. But at a later time, he did accompany Peter, who adapted his teachings to the needs. But instead, not with the object of making a connected series of the discourses of our Lord." So, Marcus made no mistake in writing the individual discourses in the order in which he recalled them. For his one concern was to not omit a single thing which he had heard, or leave any falsehood in them. Therefore, this indeed is Papias' statement about Marcus. But about Matthew, he says this, "Therefore indeed, Matthew composed the discourses in the Hebrew dialect, but everyone interpreted them to the best of his ability." Now the same writer makes use of testimonies from the first letter of Johannan, and likewise from Peter's letter. But he also sets down another history about the woman who was slandered of many sins before our Lord, an account contained in the good message according to the Hebrews.